Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Ruan, the founder and lead developer of Seasonal Tokens, cryptocurrencies engineered to have the properties that seasonal investors currently seek among stocks and commodities. And Ruan, thanks for joining us here today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Thanks for your time and for coming out. So for starters, you certainly have an interesting background, and you hold a PhD in theoretical physics and specialized in automated strategies for trading equities as well. How did you come to create the Seasonal Tokens Project? That would be my first question.
So, yeah, it was when I was working in finance. Basically, my job was to identify patterns, recurring patterns in stock price movements, and basically trade equities for profit. What everybody wants, I guess, when they're trading equities is they want a price that's going up. But what you realize is that basically predictable movements up or down, you can profit from any of them. And what you can profit from continuously is prices that cycle around each other. And if you can find assets whose prices do kind of predictably cycle up and down in a repeating predictable pattern, then you can profit off those continuously. And those kind of prices that behave that way are basically as good as prices that go up. But it's more sustainable because prices, they tend not to go up forever, but it's conceivable that prices can continue to oscillate up and down for long periods of time. So an example would be if you're trading traditional assets, then real estate is more expensive in the summer, and orange juice is more expensive in the winter. So what you can do is you can trade real estate for orange juice in the summer and then trade orange juice for real estate in the winter. And if you keep doing that every year, then you'll build up more and more orange juice and real estate over time. So with seasonal tokens, the idea is that you want the same kind of properties, but you want them in cryptocurrencies. And if you have them in cryptocurrencies, it's a lot easier than doing it with traditional assets. You don't have to, you know, find the real estate, or you don't have to store the orange juice. So it makes it possible to use the same investing strategy, but without the additional complications that come along with traditional assets.
And thanks for that thorough response. And that certainly does help us understand more of where you're coming from. And leading into the next question, what problem does seasonal tokens actually solve?
So I guess the problem that it's solving is the identification of a class of assets that have seasonal, that prices with strong seasonal signals in them, and that where they overlap, they're kind of staggered versions of each other. So the idea is we have four tokens, spring, summer, autumn, and winter, and they have different prices, and they cycle around each other slowly over the course of years. So for example, before June of this year, spring was produced at the fastest rate of the four tokens. And on the 5th of June, the rate of production of spring was cut in half. And then in the months following that, spring went from being the cheapest token to being the most expensive. So what's going to happen in March, basically on the 6th of March, the same thing will happen with summer. Summer is currently the cheapest, and then that will go to become the most expensive. So basically every 9 months, whichever token is produced at the fastest rate, its rate of production gets cut in half, and then it's produced at the slowest rate, and then it gradually goes from being the cheapest token to the most expensive. So these token prices cycle around each other very slowly over the course of years. So you can basically continue to increase the number of tokens that you hold over time by trading the more expensive tokens for the cheaper ones. And then those cheaper ones become the most expensive later on, and then you can trade again. So you can keep increasing your holdings over time. And that means that the investment can grow in value without the need for the prices to rise over time on average.
Certainly quite interesting. Now, another question. What if someone wants to test before they invest? I heard you've launched a seasonal token simulator. That's quite interesting. In a big way. Where can people find that, and how does it work, and what level of cryptocurrency knowledge does someone need to have?
So you can find it on our website. Just go to seasonaltokens.org and click on the simulator. And you basically, if anybody has traded stocks, commodities, or traded anything at all in the past, all you need to know is, I want to trade this token for that token. You click on the token that you want to trade, and you click on the token that you want to trade it for. And click execute trade, and time goes by. You can see the price chart. You can see the prices oscillating around each other. I don't think that you really need to know any specialized information. So we've had some teenagers come along just to experiment with it, to play it, knowing nothing at all about trading, and they figured it out straight away. I mean, teenagers are smart. They figure things out quickly. But I guess because it's kind of like a game that you're playing, it's very easy to figure out. But just basically go to our website, click on Try the Simulator, and you can see it lasts for 10 years, 10 years of simulated time, and that all happens within about 5 minutes of real time. So you start with $40 worth of tokens, and if you trade at the right times, you should be able to convert that into $10,000 over the course of 10 years, presuming that the average price of the tokens doesn't change, that it stays with an average price of 1 cent per token for the whole time. So that just shows what you can do if you're trading based on these cycles and if you trade at exactly the right times.
Well, I've got to say that's about as creative as it gets, and what a tremendous resource as well. Today we're joined by Ruwan. He is the founder and lead developer of Seasonal Tokens, cryptocurrencies engineered to have the properties that seasonal investors currently seek among stocks and commodities, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Ruwan, there's been a lot of news about Bitcoin, FTX, et cetera, in recent months. How do you build credibility for seasonal tokens, and what's important for people to look for and know when they are looking at cryptocurrency?
So that's a very good question. I think the main lesson to take away from the FTX is that there are two classes of cryptocurrencies. There are cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and seasonal tokens and Litecoin and Dogecoin and a lot of the earliest cryptocurrencies. These are based on proof of work, and what distinguishes them from the other class of cryptocurrencies is that because they're produced by proof of work, they don't have an issuer and they're not actually businesses. Whereas if you buy this token FTT, which was the token that was produced by FTX, that's not produced by proof of work. It's a token. It's just kind of created at will, at zero cost, by a corporation. And that means that if you buy that token, you're kind of investing in a corporation rather than buying a commodity. Whereas the proof of work cryptocurrencies are like commodities. They don't have issuers. They're not securities. Whereas the corporate issued cryptocurrencies, if you buy those, it's like investing in a company. It's like having shares in a company, and those are securities. And so if you want a cryptocurrency that can't go bankrupt, then you want a proof of work cryptocurrency. If you buy one of these cryptocurrencies that's issued by a corporation, then it'll drop to zero value if the corporation goes bankrupt. So with proof of work cryptocurrencies, they're not actually businesses, they're commodities. Whereas cryptocurrencies that are produced basically by corporations that are just issued at will, those are more like shares in a corporation. And if you're investing in those, it's a completely different type of asset class, and there's the risk that they could collapse to zero value.
Ruwan, really appreciate your visit with us here today and for what you do through Seasonal Tokens. Now, as you know, our podcast reaches a lot of entrepreneurs. If you don't mind, tell us how you've been so successful at launching the Seasonal Tokens project. And how have you grown it, and what has been some of the challenges that you've had to overcome? I'm sure we could learn from all of those questions mentioned there.
Absolutely, yeah. So, starting it was relatively easy for me. So I've been in finance, and I'd also worked in cryptography, and I'd studied the Bitcoin source code. So basically, I had enough experience to write the smart contracts and to write the white paper and to basically put the website and all the infrastructure in place that was needed to get the tokens going. But what I didn't know was how to build a community. So what happened was that I went out, I sought help, I had to build a team. I found an excellent team manager, Sam. You can find him on the team page on our website. He's absolutely amazing. He was able to put together a community on Discord, and he was able to put together a great team. So I didn't know how to do that. I'm a kind of a technical person, not so much of a people person. So I think the real thing to do to get a project like this off the ground and to get the community grown is to find the right people. If you find somebody who knows how to build a Discord community, how to build a team, then it can just happen very, very quickly and very successfully. And in terms of the challenges that we've had to overcome, I think there have been lots of them, especially this year. It's been a very tough market. And what we've needed to do is to maintain kind of a sense of optimism and to kind of keep going and keep putting out new articles, press releases, videos, and to keep the momentum going, despite the fact that there's been this continuous string of failures in the crypto market. We've had, you know, Celsius, we had Voyager, we had 3 Hours Capital and Terra Luna and FTX. It's been a disastrous year. So I guess the challenge has been to keep our spirits up and keep going, despite the fact that there's been kind of setback after setback in the market. But we've managed to do that, I think, just by staying positive, staying focused on our project, and building our team, putting together all the resources, doing things like building the simulator. Another thing that's been very good is that we've managed to get results since the spring halving. We've only had one halving so far, which was the rate of production of spring tokens was cut in half earlier this year. This is the first one that's happened in the project, and we were able to measure the market response to that, and we were able to see that the prices moved about 1% per day from their original ratio of 5.678 to a new target ratio of 10.678, and within about 5 months they'd gotten there. So basically, over the course of this year, the prices of the tokens relative to each other has done exactly what we wanted them to do. So we've had basically a very successful year in terms of the prices of the tokens relative to each other. The market performance hasn't been fantastic, but we're hoping that next year there'll be a recovery in the crypto market and everything is going to go very well.
Well, Ruan, we want to thank you for your visit with us here today once again and for sharing some of the challenges that you had to overcome. I'm sure listeners found that to be helpful and certainly can learn from that as well. Again, folks, for more information on seasonal tokens, it's seasonaltokens.org. Ruan, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Again, we've been speaking with Ruan, the founder and lead developer of Seasonal Tokens, cryptocurrencies engineered to have the properties that seasonal investors currently seek among stocks and commodities. And again, for all the details, visit seasonaltokens.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.